Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning live here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad live with you from the Davis Wade Stadium press box, Arkansas 58, Mississippi State 25. It's only fitting that we get to do this ad read. I love doing it after these kind of games, and don't ask me why, but it's just funny to me. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at just restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285 and let them bring your property back to life. Call them now and see if they can coordinate a defense. You guys, you know, if you listen to Thunder and Lightning, if you listen to Sports Talk Mississippi, a word I don't like to use is unacceptable. Because to me, when you say something is unacceptable, there absolutely has to be a consequence of that, right? If somebody's behavior is unacceptable, then there has to be a consequence as a result of that. So I don't like to say it. What happened today and what has happened this season with Mississippi State's defense is unacceptable, and Coleman Hutzler must be relieved immediately, if not sooner. He should not be the defensive coordinator come tomorrow. I understand it's a tough decision. I understand that it's, you know, people's feelings are involved. I understand that Hutzler and Lebby are tight. I get all that, man, but this is business. Business is business, all right? These guys make millions of dollars a year. They're asking their fans to pump thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of their own dollars into this team in ticket prices, and merchandise, and then, of course, they're paying for the NIL for the players out there on the field. This can't be allowed to happen, guys. It just simply cannot. I understand Mississippi State's talent on defense is not what it used to be. I understand that this team doesn't have a Jeff Simmons, a Montez Sweat, a Jonathan Banks, even a Buki Watson and a Jet Johnson and a Danico Autry, you know, Cam Young. It doesn't matter. They're not that untalented for this Arkansas team that was doing nothing offensively coming into this game to have the kind of day that they had. Arkansas in conference play thus far this year had scored 24, 17, 19, and 10, and they scored 58 today. Let me do some quick math here if y'all don't mind. 24 and 17 is 41. And 19 is 60, 70. They'd scored 70 points in the previous four games. And they scored 58 today. Guys, you just can't go on like this. You just can't. You got to give the fans something. And since the university seems unwilling to give them anything regarding, you know, the uniforms they want and the game day enhancements that they want, they got to at least give them this. Next week, when Mississippi State plays UMass at 3:15, there will be bigger crowds this year at the Humphrey Coliseum than what's in this stadium. I can't possibly see a scenario where there's more than 10,000 people here. Why would there be? Why would there be? And I'll just tell you straight up, I'm giving away some things that are true right now, but I can't with any real confidence come in here and predict Mississippi State to win that football game. I just can't. I think they'll win, but I can't sit there and look you in the face and tell you, oh yeah, it's a gimme. There's no such thing as a gimme when you play defense like that. That is just not getting it done. Somebody says, is there anything to the contract to lessen Hustler's buyout? It doesn't matter what the buyout is. It just doesn't matter. You just have to pay it. Texas A&M had to pay $75 million to get Jimbo Fisher out of there because they had to do it. J-Max says, I'm not convinced Lebby is the one that can turn this around. I'll tell you why I disagree with you. Mississippi State today, 471 yards of offense, 25 points, should have easily had 40 points in this game. The offense is fine. Lebby, what he was brought here to do, it's fine. It'll be okay. You know, turnover's not good, but that's something you can fix in the portal when you get better on the offensive line. Lebby's not the problem. Problem is the defense. You got it. You just got to move on. You don't have any choice in the matter. You know, and I know people are saying assistant. I don't know if you can let all the assistants go. You can't let the whole staff go today or tomorrow. You got to have some guys who can stick around until the end to at least run practice for you. Unless you're just going to let GAs do it, I don't see that happening. But you can't go on like this. Today was the straw that broke my back. You know, and I've been saying all along that. I thought they would move on from Hutzler at season's end, but today is the day where I can't go further with like this. You can't make this decision. And so that's just what it is. Let's just look at the numbers. They are mind boggling. Arkansas, 673 yards of total offense. We talked a lot this week about Arkansas's game here in 2016. They had more yards today, than they did in 2016, 673 yards, very balanced, 359 on the ground, 314 on the air. Taven Green, he had 6 touchdowns passing on the season coming into this game. He has 5 today. 5 touchdowns today. 23 of 29, he completes 79% of his passes. I believe the number for the year for Mississippi State is 74% now. Opposing quarterbacks are completing 74% of their passes against Mississippi State. That is an astronomical number, in my opinion. It's tough to wrap your head around a team being able to do that. Let me do some quick math here for you guys. I saw Bill, my buddy Bill Reno, our TNL officiating correspondent, was doing some earlier. But let me just do this real quick. They had 673 yards on that 66 plays. 10.2 yards per play. If you're not a huge fan of the sport of football, that means that every play they were getting a first down. That's insane. Here is the stat of the day, and I can barely wrap my head around it. Arkansas on the day, 0 of 7 on third down. They fixed something. Something got fixed. They were 0 of 7. 0 of 7 on third down. They were, however, on the day, also 2 of 2 on fourth down. But State's third down defense, they figured that out. The problem this week was everything happening on first and second down. Would Odell Bradley help this defense? I'm serious. It couldn't be a lot worse. Steve Robertson hinted that we are out of rainy day fun as the athlete. I don't give a crap. I don't care. Go into debt. Take out a loan. Sell cookies on the side of the road. All right, set up a lemonade stand. You got to find the money to get rid of this guy. Don't start putting out excuses to why we can't do it because we don't have money. There's $100 million a year coming into this athletic department from the SEC. Don't sit there and give me any BS that you can't do it because you don't have the money. What's the other option? Sit here and continue to take performances like this? Continue to lose games like this? No. You don't have any option. I don't care what the money situation is. You know, sell the naming rights to something. You know, Lee Hall brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Something, anything. State's going to have to do a pork butt sale. I'll help them. I'll cook some butts up for them. We'll figure it out. Goodness gracious, you cannot. You can cuss. Hey, Dad, we're on YouTube. I can't bring myself to do it. I got to work clean. I got to give you guys a respectable substitute for Brandon Walker. Vandy scored. But see, that's another thing. You look around the SEC this year, and you got Vandy much improved. Kentucky's able to go to Ole Miss and win. Arkansas is able to beat Tennessee. You're seeing these other upsets happen, but State has no hope of an upset right now. I mean, 2-10 is the ceiling. If they win another game, it's a massive shock. Massive shock. Yeah, we are not out of firing any assistant coach money. If we are, it's a bigger discussion. Correct? If you can't fire an assistant coach because you got money issues, buddy, just go ahead and drop down to the Sun Belt. Hell, drop down to the Southland. Go FCS if you've got that kind of money problems. No, absolutely not. You just can't go on like this. How are you supposed to convince fans to come back to the game? How does anybody from Mississippi State look you, the fan, in the eye and say, we need you here this weekend for UMass? How do they do that? You cannot be serious like this. I never watched Succession, although people told me I should. But in the quote, that you are not serious people, that's what that would be. 20,000 for UMass. Buddy, I think you're overestimating, Rob. What now? Yeah, the homecoming queen, she better be a beautiful young lady because that's the only reason to show up next week. Danny P's bringing the heat over here. I love it. Do I think Levy will make the move? He doesn't have a choice, Coy. He doesn't have a choice. If you're going to run this back with him, who is going to come play for Coleman Hutzler? What recruit is going to look at him and say, yeah, that's the guy I want to trust my future to? You can't do that. You've got to bring somebody in here that recruits are going to know and say, okay, I trust that guy. He's going to do it. You cannot move forward like this. And it should be tomorrow. It absolutely should be tomorrow, Monday. When we go to the press conference on Monday, one of the questions I should be able to ask is, what made you make the decision to go ahead and make the move now? That's just the way that it's got to be, guys. You cannot have performances like this. Offensively, the turnovers were a problem today, but I think those are a result of pressure. You had two deflected passes that turn into interceptions. Those are, wide receiver or what a receiver caused INTs. I don't have a huge issue with that. The two fumbles, he gets blindsided because he's got no protection on the backside there. What can you do? I'm not going to put the blame on the offense. They had 471 yards. They should have had. I mean, what's the realistic? If you give them, let's. I hate doing the ifs and buts thing, but if you give them the touchdown, the fumble from Johnny Daniels, you missed a field goal, so there's 10 more points. That's 10 points total. The Traore touchdown that was not called or was said not a touchdown. That's 17 points. It's 58-42. So the same score it was in 2016. And then you do have another situation where you give the ball, the Chris Parson thing. Now, I will say that. I don't know exactly what you're doing there. It's 2 years in a row where you bring in a quarterback and everybody in the stadium knows he's getting the ball to run it. It's like, what are you doing there? I don't understand what that was. But Van Buren was fine today. The turnovers, not great. But 300 yards passing, two touchdown passes. Devon Booth continues to get better each and every week. 93 yards rushing. Then he had a 54-yard touchdown catch. Kevin Coleman, really good game, 8 catches for 100 yards. Traore, despite the silly penalty, 5 catches for 77 yards. I had him as my X factor. If he gets that touchdown, I would feel really good about that. Offensively, they were fine. There was nothing wrong with that. But defensively, there you go. Defensively, oh, guys, what a train wreck this is. Just an absolute train wreck. Let's thank our other sponsor here on the postgame show, our friends over at Lazy Guys. If you're going to be doing what I'm doing, you're going to be watching college football the rest of the day. If you're watching the NFL tomorrow, whenever you need dinner delivered in Starkville or Columbus, ditch DoorDash, unload Uber Eats, and go local with Lazy Guys. Use their promo code NIL10 to save 10% on your order, and it will donate 5% of your order to the Bulldog Initiative. Download the Lazy Guys app or go to www.lazyguys.com. If you don't want to leave the couch during the game, if you don't feel like fighting the crowds at the store, whether you're picking up groceries for dinner or you're picking up dinner itself, make sure you go local and support the Bulldog Initiative with Lazy Guys. Who are my candidates for DC? This is going to have to be the week. And who asked that? Nathan Pittman. Nathan, this is going to have to be the week where I got to start diving into that a little bit. I've heard the name Shiel Wood a few times. I know he's at Houston right now. He was at Tulane with Willie Fritz before that. He was a guy that was kind of popular with fans, with some people on some hot list a season ago. But at the same time, I got to do a little more research into that. But here's one thing I can promise you this. You have to hire experience. You have to hire somebody who has done this before. You cannot go inexperienced again. You cannot say we're going to go with this guy who's an up and coming linebacker coach or whatever. You have to hire somebody who has been there and done that with that job before. And if you do that, you're going to be okay. The thing that we said all offseason long about this team is absolutely true. If they were just 80th in total defense right now, you're probably 5-3. Some of that. See you, Danny. You're probably 5-3. No. I see you up there. Don't even think about it. He was going to get you to do. Don't do it. They're messing with me back here. You're supposed to relate, not mess with. Never. Okay. These guys. Part two with Jeff Collins. Ryan, Jeff Collins is not the answer. Get outside the maroon bubble on this one, my friend. You want a good, young, up-and-coming defensive coordinator. After today, do you think the amount of NIL spent for football this offseason just went up? I mean, the only way it goes up is you guys sending it in. I mean, that's the only way it goes up. I think it's still, I mean, the number is probably still the number. So, just tough. Shieldwood is, I need to do a little more research on this guy because he keeps popping up. People keep saying that he's the guy, but I don't know enough about him. I just don't know enough. So I'll look into it. Cade Bell, probably kicking a dead horse. I wish there was at least a decent game day atmosphere. If I'm going to spend big money on tickets, $3. I want to at least have fun. I mean, something happened today, and Rob Hadaway mentioned it in the chat earlier. Like the ribbon boards, the scores were behind all the way up at the halftime. They were saying the Indiana game was in the first quarter, and they were in the fourth quarter. So it was just there's just nothing exciting, nothing to draw you in as a the only reason you come to these games now, the only reason you are going to want to show up is because you are a diehard Mississippi State fan. And if that's the case, man, I totally respect it. All right. I will never question your fandom. I might question your sanity, but not your fandom. You are obviously, and shout out, there may be 100 or so students left at the end of this game. Guys, you know, I appreciate you. All right. I know it's not the kind of day you wanted, not what you signed up for, but it is what it is. What sort of gifts did you get for the couple who got engaged right after a lost fumble at the goal line? That was rough. Like, that's where you got to call an audible, Chief, and just be like, you know what? I'll take her to dinner at Restaurant Tyler later tonight, and we'll propose there. We don't need to do this after all. So, eek. Guys, this is just a miserable football day for Mississippi State. Nothing, absolutely nothing went the way they wanted it to from the first series. I mean, they cough up the ball in the first series. Arkansas immediately scores a touchdown. And it's just bad all around all day long. And there was that moment of fleeting, you know, something there where it's 41-25 and you feel like you're going to get back in it. Can you get one more stop? And then they reel off 17 more points, and then that's the end of the game. Hunter Bolin, this is rock bottom. I thought Toledo broke me, but this broke me. If they don't fire Hutzler Sunday, then this program doesn't matter anymore. This is what people are this is what we've come to. This is what a lot of fans are going to. My friend Bill, I'll be sitting in Neyland in 2 weeks. Don't question my fandom. Sanity is fair game. If you go to that game, my friend, nobody is saying you aren't a diehard Bulldog. So, okay, am I brave enough? Just calm down, Coy. All right. I will. There's a way to ask that question without doing what you just did, but I don't know. I don't know the answer. Bill, hit Rob Hadaway up on Twitter if you have an extra ticket. So, Cody Kennedy, I mean, the offensive line, here's what I'm willing to say with the offensive line is I'm willing to give another year there because he didn't do a great job on the evaluations, but he did get guys out of the portal. So, I got to believe he's a good enough recruiter to do that. Jack Butt says, it has a similar feeling as the A&M game last year. Got to pull the plug on Hutzler just to spark something. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. MSU was as low as it could be last year when that game happened. They let Arnett go on Monday, and everybody's, you know, okay, it's going to be all right. I think if you do that, you throw that bone to the fans, everybody believes everything's going to be all right. So they got to do it. Did you go to the press conference?
Yeah.
Folks, we're gonna try something here. Hold on 1 second. Sam, sit down. Sit down for just a second. All right, guys. I don't know if this is going to work. Hold on. I'm going to wait and see if somebody shows up. Are we back? Are we good? Can we hear? Yes. Sit down. All right. I'm just going to have to relay his answers if you can't hear him. So, All right. Was Levy asked about Hutzler or asked indirectly?
Not specifically about him, but of course. I think the first three questions were about the defense and a few others sprinkled in. And he seemed like he said that he still has faith that things can get fixed. And, you know, it was a lot of coach speak.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Well, and you expect that with Lebby, though.
Yeah. If you're looking for something, some crazy quote, or, you know, him to just start burning things down.
All right. I'll be the first one to tell you that I'm a biased observer in all this, but you're not. You know, Michigan State guy. Do you think that there's a possibility that Mississippi State moves on from Hutzler before Monday?
Before Monday?
I think by the end of the season, we're all in agreement that's going to happen, but could they make a move sooner than that?
I think based off of what happened today, it's definitely a possibility because okay. This really just felt like rock bottom. Like, you had taken so many steps forward, and then it all just kind of just wiped away
right today.
And, you know, you want to have something to build off of. And, you know, you're playing a UMass team next week that's supposed to not be very good.
Right.
All of a sudden now this game kind of looks
well, when two very not good teams play each other, somebody has to win. So
exactly.
Did he say anything? Did he feel like the effort was there today?
I can't remember exactly what he said about that. I have to go back and look.
Okay.
But I remember he did say that he thinks it starts with stopping the run, which, you know, second game this season where they've allowed over 300 passing yards.
Yeah.
So he said it starts there. Uh-huh. And
all right.
I'll have to keep going back and looking at the rest of it.
All right. Thanks, Sam. Appreciate you. Sam Sklar. If you're not following Sam, what are you on Twitter? Your bet's backwards, right?
Yeah.
It's Sklar Sam.
Underscore.
Sklar Sam underscore.
Sam Sklar was taken. So I had to.
We're going to find that guy.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Sam. We appreciate you, man. And like I said, we'll find out more as the week goes on. I didn't expect him to come into the press conference and be like, okay, guys, quick news. Coleman Hutzler is no longer the offensive coordinator here, obviously. But that just kind of is what it is. So we'll see. You know, we'll monitor it for the rest of the weekend, and we'll see how that goes. We got to do it. We got to give our impact player of the game, brought to you by the folks over at Paul Davis Restoration. When you have a disaster, you need an impact player, someone who can come in and make things right immediately. That's Paul Davis Restoration, Golden Triangle, 24/7 service. When you have a disaster, give them a call, 662-769-7285. I'm going to go with Devon Booth. I thought he played really well today. He had a good day running the ball, 17 carries, 93 yards. He had the 54-yard touchdown catch, which is 59 yards after the catch because he caught it behind the line of scrimmage. I don't know if that's actually a catch or not when you truly think about it. So I'll give it to Devon Booth. I thought he played his best game as a Bulldog today. Could have gone to Kevin Coleman. Could have gone to Triori. Triori, I can't really do it with the penalty that he had, but it is what it is. Bryce Hall says, I'm wrong. What am I wrong about? What am I wrong about? You got to let me know. The impact player is the ref. The ref did have a by the way, guys, don't y'all know? Like, yelling, ref, you suck, and booing, that's not how we get things changed. All right? You got to throw things on the – look, I got a Coke can right here. If I thought I could get it out there, you know, you got to get with the times, right? You can't ask Coleman Hutzler to do his job if you're not going to do your job, guys. You got to be, you know, ready to riot at all times. So, player of the game, says Mason Welch. Us for watching the game. There was a moment during the game where I looked at Robbie. I was like, you know, if I could go back in time, I would like to change my decision to, you know, because I there was a moment in the summer where I was like, you know, maybe I don't go to the games this year, and I just watch from home and do something there, and, you know, and then I came up with this idea, which I like and I enjoy doing, but I wish I could go back in time sometimes and just, you know, be like, no, I'm not going to go. To which Robbie replied, I want to go back in time and change teams. It's like, if we're going to go back in time, let's get greedy about it. So Borky says, I am never wrong. I don't know what I appreciate you, Michael. I appreciate that. Rob Hadaway blames the players' parents in Section 2 for not starting the bottle throwing. I mean, I get it. If I could throw that Coke can on the field, I need to be playing quarterback. That's a long throw from where I'm sitting. I promise you that. So, all right. I just wanted to get Sam back. Sorry I screwed up the audio before. That's my bad. I'll get the podcast. I'm going to go home. I'm going to get the podcast up when I get home. So if you guys want to rewatch this or anything, it's on YouTube. I'll get the podcast up. It'll give me like an hour or so, if you don't mind. If you don't mind too terribly much, I appreciate you. I promise I'll do my job. All right. I can't speak for others as that. All right, guys. Have a great rest of your Saturday. Enjoy what college football you want. And I hope that we will see you Thunder and Lightning tomorrow night. Robbie was saying something, we can't record until the evening or something. He's got some sort of Halloween thing going on in his church. That's fine by me. I told him I wanted to record at 3 o'clock straight up so I don't have to watch the Saints. We'll see if he can make that happen for me. Have a great weekend, guys. Have a great Saturday. I'll talk to you again soon. It's been Thunder and Lightning live here on YouTube.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.